Good afternoon. My name is Marisha Childs. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We're here today, Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. The time is 2:32 p.m. I thought there was a phone number. Maybe the appellant was on.
That actually was me. I thought it was glitching, so as a plan B, I had my phone as a backup, and I just disconnected from it.
Oh, that was you. You were the phone and...
Just in case.
Okay, got it. I'm glad you're here. And I was also hoping that was the appellant that was on the phone, but now I know that it was you, just preparing for the worst. Okay, that is A-okay as well. So we're on Zoom. I see a face in squares. It's Officer Knight. Officer Knight, if you can unmute yourself and identify yourself for the record, state and spell first and last name, your pronouns, and the bureau you're with, please.
It is Kyle, K-Y-L-E, my last name Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, officer number 194, and my pronouns are he, him, and I'm with the City of Portland PBOT Parking Enforcement Division.
Great, thank you for that. Again, this is a tow appeal hearing that was filed by appellant. The appellant's name is Brianna Tate, and the hearing notice was sent to the part, and Brianna Tate is not on the line or on phone, and the notice of hearing in this matter was sent to the parties on Exhibit 3. I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. Exhibit 3 is the hearing notice, and that was sent on the 19th, and it notifies the parties that the hearing was scheduled for Wednesday, May 21st, 2025 at 2:30 p.m., which is now. Appellant is not here on the line, and there has been no message received by the appellant that they would not be here or that they needed to reschedule or anything like that. If a party fails to show up for the hearing continues in their absence. Nobody automatically wins or automatically loses. But any evidence that was uploaded by that party is simply read into the record that they were providing the oral testimony. So I am going to make a finding that the appellant received proper notice of this hearing and the appellant is waiving the right to be present, and so the hearing will move forward in their absence. This hearing is being audio recorded, although we're on Zoom and I can see faces and squares. It's not the video that is being preserved, it's just the audio. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing, so probably early next week. Let's see. I'm a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow appellant's vehicle to make sure that complies with the code. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, the parking citation will not be addressed here today, and that would need to be resolved within Multnomah County Circuit Court. I don't recall if there was a parking citation. I do see there was one. It's Exhibit 7 in the record. Again, that would need to be resolved in the Multnomah County Circuit Court. I always encourage appellants, if they're going to appeal the tow, they may as well appeal the citation. So I will still encourage the appellant to appeal a parking citation. That's the best chance you have of getting any sort of financial relief is by appealing the parking citation. Let's see. I scroll through the same online case filing system that the parties use to upload cases into or evidence into this case, and I see that there are 10 exhibits that have been uploaded. These 10 exhibits right now are basically just documents sitting on a counter. They're not part of the record yet, but I'd like to make them part of the record by admitting exhibits 1 through 10, meaning that I can rely on them in making some decisions about this case. Is there any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 10 into the record?
No objections.
Okay. Great. Thank you for that. I will then admit exhibits 1 through 10. Next, I'd like to get you sworn in, Officer Knight, and we can get some testimony. If you can, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say, I do.
I do.
Great. You can put your hand down. Okay. The appellant is the moving party. The appellant is the one who requested the TOA appeal hearing. And they submitted exhibit 1, which is the TOA hearing request form. I'm going to read through what the appellant has uploaded in support of their position that the TOA is invalid first, since they're the moving party. And then once I read their statement that they have uploaded, I will get your testimony, Officer Knight. So I'm opening up exhibit 1. That's the TOA hearing request form. The TOA hearing request form states, so this is completed by Brianna Tate, and the vehicle is a Chevrolet Astro van, Oregon, it's registered with the state of Oregon. It says it has an exempt plate / no plate. The vehicle was towed May 10th, 2025, Northeast 17th Avenue and Davis Street. In response to question 6, state the reason or reasons you believe this tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified. The appellant states, quote, the notice I received said that it was towed for not having plates or VIN. The VIN is clearly visible through the windshield. I'm not sure what could have possibly prevented someone from being able to read the VIN. Aside from that, I had gifted it to a transient person who was going through a tough time, and they were living out of it. There was no warning or tow tags posted before the place where they were living was towed away. I'm not sure how it could possibly be legal for them to tow my vehicle without any warning whatsoever, end quote. Okay, so today's the 21st, and that is what the appellant has uploaded in support that the tow is invalid. Officer Knight, can you please tell me why you towed this vehicle?
Well, I towed this vehicle because it did not have any legal plates, no legal trip permits, and that the VIN was covered to the point that around 80% where I could not make it out nor try to investigate. Sometimes if a VIN is only covered a little bit, the last couple digits, I might be able to find the VIN, but with this one, it was so blocked that I wasn't able to make out at all what the VIN was, which you'll be able to see that citation right there, yet, or that picture from the citation. So there's just no way that all I can see there is 7, Golf, Nancy, maybe it's a B, so I can only get 3 digits where I won't be able to investigate what that VIN would be.
Sure. Maybe it's a D. Maybe it's a B.
Maybe it's a
D. Okay.
But there are some times where if there's 1 or 2 digits, I can kind of scan and try to find online whether that. Sometimes I have had that work, but with this case, it was impossible to do.
Okay. So. So the vehicle was towed because you were unable to scan the VIN. I see that there is, I'm looking at Exhibit 8. These are images that were taken, the citation images that you took, is that correct?
That is correct.
And this, I think this is the, this must be the 5th image. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4th image. This RSA 382A9109 exempt. What am I looking at?
That is a paper plate that the individual purchased online. It's not recognized in any city. It's not recognized by the city, Oregon, DMV, or any other jurisdiction. There's no such thing as an exempt plate like that.
So what is this then? Are you saying that they got this online, but why? It's not like a temporary permit.
No, it's not a temporary permit. It's something that they just purchased. It's not a legal plate. There's no way a plate would be exempt like that in any state.
So perhaps this is a question that you don't even know the answer to, but what would be the value in purchasing whatever this is so you can put it on your vehicle? What tell me if you know.
I don't know the value. I can't just take off the plates off my car and just purchase a plate online from like Amazon saying that it's exempt. That's not how it works with the Oregon DMV, the city of Portland, the state of Oregon, or any state that I'm aware of that you can just put an exempt plate. And they also have some kind of a logo of Z. I'm unfamiliar with what the Z's are.
I'm
unfamiliar with what it is. I was able to find the website where you could purchase it for $10, but other than that, I'm unaware of what it looks like. It's something that someone just made online.
So for $10, you too can have a piece of paper.
Yeah. I'm not saying that that's where they got it, but it is a plate that is, and it also says it's. Like you might be able to see under notice, right to travel. From what I've researched with that code, it's a sovereign citizen.
Gotcha.
And it's not something that we have an exemption in city code, in state. Or ask any exemption for sovereign citizens at all. If that's why they're using that, I don't want to say they are, but sure. That's just when you Google that code and that notice to travel, that is what it comes up with.
Okay.
But the person's not here, so that would be if a question I would ask why they would have that on there. But at the end of the day, it's not something that is recognized by the city of Portland as a valid registration for a plate.
Or presumably the state of Oregon.
Or the state.
Okay,
I'm enforcing city code.
Sure.
That's why I'm kind of repeating the city of Portland a little more often.
Get you. I get that. Okay. And I do see that there's a disability placard that expires next year in the window. Okay. Got it. Is this vehicle still in storage?
I actually don't know that answer. And I was going to say that placard actually is expired.
6/14/26.
So that placard was altered. They whited out the date and they changed the date. On that, and I was able to verify that with dispatch, and I verified it this morning that the last time it was valid, I think it was valid till it expired on May of 2024. If you look at the placard, you'll see the that's part of how I know when something's been altered, if the punch holes don't match with the date. And that's part of when you look at my discretion as an officer, when I'm looking at someone that's covered a VIN, I'm also looking for potentially other violations. So that's why I put that in there as well, because I can't cite this vehicle off the VIN because it's been covered for even this violation, which I did not issue them a citation for that, placard, but I did put it in the record on the citation and in my statement as well.
Okay. I do see that you had attached these selected code provisions, towing without prior notice, found in 16-32-20, states any authorized officer may, without prior notice, order a vehicle towed when the vehicle does not have a visible vehicle identification number and does not display license plates. And I do see from the evidence that was uploaded that there is not, the VIN is not clearly visible when parking enforcement interacted with the vehicle. It's partially covered by something on the dash. And there is not a license plate. There is a piece of paper plate. 16-20-120, prohibited parking or stopping of a vehicle states it's unlawful to park or stop a vehicle that's required by state law to be registered that is not registered, whose registration has expired, or that does not have a current permit in lieu of registration or fails to display current registration. So this vehicle did not have those things. There was no VIN. The code authorizes towing without prior notice in that situation. So I do find that the tow of the vehicle was validly authorized. I don't really know what is on the vehicle in terms of a plate, but that's not a license plate. And there's no valid current registration displayed either. So I do find that the tow is validly authorized. That means the appellant remains responsible for all towing and storage charges. What happens next is I will write an order that is consistent with my findings here today, analyzing the facts as were presented. I didn't have anything from the appellant because the appellant isn't here. I'm not really sure how much more they would have been able to add, but nonetheless, I will write an order. That order will be sent to the parties the same way to receive notice of this hearing, via email, so that will probably come to you soon. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Thank you so much for being present and offering your testimony this afternoon, Officer Knight. You have a significant portion of your day returned back to you, and we're going to go off the record. Thank you. Have